Can we call them? Can we just say Dotson? We're not allowed to. We have to call them wiener dogs.
They're wiener dogs.
IKR, I know, right? Is a podcast about women for women. Hosts Allie and Latasha, along with special guests, explore the hidden world and narratives going on inside the heads of everyday women. What makes them tick and how they wrestle with stuff like God, work, family, friends, success, failures, coffee, and Netflix. Real conversations with real women. Let's go. So there's a pastor in Atlanta. His name is Andy Stanley. He talks about having problems to solve and tensions to manage. And the trick is discovering which is a problem and which is a tension. And I think it fits really well into the context, at least of my life. The most confusion comes to me when I don't know the difference. Today, we're going to sit and talk to a girl named Kristen who has a tension to manage. I mean, if you think about the roles that we as women play, we're moms, some of us are wives, some of us are employees, some of us are friends and sisters, and oftentimes those tensions just melt all together. And so I just want to sit with her in this tension. I have no plans on solving her problems. I probably couldn't if I really wanted to anyway. But I just want to listen to her and sit in the tension because I believe that there is grace in the tension. I believe that I will find, personally, I'll find God in the tension. This is the one about work, kids, and wiener dogs.
My name is Kristen, and I am a video producer, which means I wear many, many hats. Lots of things from writing scripts to meeting with clients to brainstorming and bringing ideas to life on video and overseeing edits of the actual video projects and also taking care of people and feeding them on shoots and making sure logistics run. And
it sounds like you need an assistant.
I would love an assistant to do like expense reports and things like that.
Oh, jeepers.
God, I love expense reports.
Love numbers. Yeah. That is one thing. I do not love numbers.
So tell us about home. Who's waiting at home when you put your video producer hat away and you walk out the door?
Yep, I am married. My husband Dan is also in the video world. We have two little boys. We have a 5-year-old named Aiden and a 2-year-old named Jude. And they are the sweetest things in the world and also nuts.
As spoken like a true mom. So rewind a little bit for us. Are you living what the vision of your life really was for you? What parts of this kind of fit what you used to think life might be like?
Yeah, it's funny. I grew up, I always had a really big work ethic and I just wanted to be a career woman. That was my goal in life. I wanted to climb the ladder, do whatever that meant. I had no intention of ever getting married or even having kids because I just didn't feel like it was for me, which I later found out is just not true. Somewhere along the line, I told myself that I was not going to find a husband and wouldn't have children and would just pursue a career life. And I even told my mom when I was little that I didn't want kids, but instead I wanted to breed wiener dogs. And they
I'm
were
sorry, wiener what? Dog lovers
could you,
unite.
Could you please repeat that?
I love wiener dogs. Well, I did until I had kids, and then now they're annoying as heck. But I love, can I say like cuss words here?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, sure. Okay, you can cuss here.
Right. Just said annoying people, as heck, and that is not something
that's
I would
not what
say.
You
I
say.
Just try it again. Just myself. Say what you would normally say. Just that's say, annoying as.
I mean, you did say you love
fill in the blank.
Dogs, so let's just continue.
Yeah. They're annoying as is what I was wanting to say.
I actually had several others in mind, so yeah. That's not so bad.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just loved wiener dogs, and I thought like, I'll just breed wiener dogs. Like, they'll be my kids.
I want you to say wiener some more.
Wiener dogs. Wiener dogs.
I live with a 12-year-old boy. I mean, I can't. We just giggle at the word wiener in our house a lot. Yeah. So.
But wiener and poop. Lots
definitely.
Of poop
There's
talk
a
at my
lot
house.
Of poop.
I have a 16-year-old, and we don't say any of those words. It's a girl. We actually do not say wiener, and we do not say poop in our home. I just want you all to know, okay?
Great.
Wieners are not funny at our house. Two single
Serious
girls.
Subject.
It's not funny. Yeah. Go ahead.
So you loved wiener dogs and that was your vision for life. And then
I wouldn't say that was my vision for life.
Thank
I
mean, God. Thank you.
I wanted more than that. I just but instead of having children, I thought, I'm a nurturer. Like, I wanted to take care of something. Yeah. I just didn't think, for some reason, I thought I would be a bad mom. You know, I just thought I would be a bad mom. And I don't know where that came from.
And so somewhere along the line, you began to reconcile these two things. Mm-hmm. You want to nurture something. You also want to have a career. Mm-hmm. So tell us what happened to bring those two things together.
Good. So this is what happened. So I didn't think I was going to get married. I'd been in lots of relationships before. I just thought this isn't for me. And then I met Dan at Nada, which is a restaurant and bar on Cinco de Mayo. And we struck up a conversation, exchanged business cards. He's a cameraman. I was a producer. So I did the whole thing. Like, if you ever need a freelance producer, give me a call. Here's my business card. And in that moment of our very first conversation, I felt very strongly, I'm going to marry this man and I'm going to have his babies.
So bring us to today, because you're a very accomplished person and your career is still thriving amidst motherhood. So let's get into the tension that most women feel when both of those things are in play. I know there are women listening who are not yet moms or who have kids who have left for college and or adulthood. And yet there's a tension that most women encounter between work life and home life. Specifically, when kids enter the picture, it gets worse. Just bring us up to speed on what's in your mind and heart over both of those things kind of being in full bloom in your life right now.
The most eye-opening experience I had with all of this, where work life and motherhood kind of first collided for me, was a previous job. I was doing corporate video and was first pregnant with my first son, Aiden. And I remember preparing for that and talking with my boss, who was a female. I told her I would like to take the whole 3 months off for maternity leave. And she kind of made a snide comment like, oh, so you're just going to go ahead and have a little vacation, are you? And it was wow. The first time that I was like, oh, maybe this is not okay to have kids and have a career. Maybe I have to choose one or the other. And it just felt really strange to me, especially coming from another woman, that it wasn't supported, but kind of looked down upon that I would take a full 3 months maternity leave.
Which, P.S., isn't even enough.
No way.
Right. So... just
it's insane.
Sorry. I know.
Don't get me started on that.
I know.
And then coming back to work after those 3 months at that corporate job and realizing like a whole nother element to that, that was a challenge of being a nursing mom and coming into that environment and trying to find breaks in time where I could pump. And how there was, in this building of thousands and thousands of employees, one nursing mom's room to pump in.
Wow.
And again, having to explain to my boss, having to fight for that. I need this. Like, I want, this is something I want to do as a mom, a working mom. I want to be able to nurse and like pump for my baby. It's the way that I can stay connected. And again, that just not being encouraged, but kind of
frowned upon.
And I used to just kind of make fun of myself because it was kind of embarrassing, especially when you're in an office environment where people just don't do that or aren't as open about it. So mm-hmm. I'd just be like, I'm going to go pump my milk, everybody. And I just kind of like make a joke about it because it just, the whole thing just felt weird.
So growing tension, no doubt.
Yes.
Between motherhood and career. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then from that job, I remember I'd gotten back to work after my maternity leave and I was there for about a month when a different job opportunity came up that was way more fulfilling creatively. And it just felt like the right next step for me in my career. And so I remember telling my female boss, like, I'm turning in my 2 weeks notice. And she said, oh, are you just going to go be a stay-at-home mom? Pretty dismissively. And I said, no, I found a better job. See ya.
So what are some of the things you wake up thinking today? Mm-hmm. Put us inside your head.
Yeah, it's hard. It really is hard. It's a daily conversation that I have with myself. I absolutely believe I am the right place. Like, I am where I'm meant to be in this moment. I feel like I'm being fulfilled creatively with my job. I feel like I'm using gifts and skill sets and talents that I've been given, and I feel like I'm using them really well. And I'm deeply empathetic and I care for people on my team and I encourage them and build them up. And then I also feel like there's this whole other extension of me at home that I'm not building into. I'm not raising my kids. I'm not, in my mind, I'm not building into them.
Because this is what you hear in your head.
Right. Because I come home at work at the end of the day after pouring myself out and I'm spent. And so I'm constantly having to fight to be present when I'm at home with my kids and not be thinking like, oh, I've got to answer these emails, or I have to cook dinner now. I have to do all the things to prepare for the next day at work and at school. And instead just being present, because I know that I have, when I get home from work, 2 to 3 hours to spend with my kids. And that's it. And so to really try to sit down and be present with them is something that I'm trying desperately. I just feel like it's all happening so fast and I'm missing it. My mom, bless her, love her, watches my children Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, every single day. She does it as a gift, loves it, wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, she sends me pictures throughout the day, and it breaks my heart because I want to be the one taking them on stroller rides. I want to be the one taking them to the zoo. I want to be the one picking them up from school. I'm missing all of that. I'm missing it. And it's happening really fast. Like, their birthdays are this month and they're turning 5 and 2. And it's like, what the hell? Like, where's it going? Where's the time going? And so that's like a constant thing. So when I'm home, I just want to be fully present and I just want to soak it all in. I just want to stare at their little faces. Like, you're not going to have this baby fat much longer. And just want to squeeze you and snuggle with you until I can't anymore.
Have you ever thought about not working?
Yes. I have. And that doesn't feel right either. I have visualized what it would look like to stay at home. And that, again, it's tough for me because, you know, I do have a past where I suffer from depression. And a big part of that is I tend to isolate myself. So whenever I become overwhelmed or it just feels like too much, I'll just shrink into isolation and pull the covers over my head. And it's not, I know the reality is that it's not all peaches and cream and they're not just having ice cream parties and going to the zoo and having a blast all day. I know the messiness in that. And I worry that I would shrink into depression and that I would be a worse mom because I wouldn't be able to get out of bed, honestly. So in my mind, the ideal scenario would probably be something like a part-time thing where I feel like I can use my creativity in the workplace and have that piece of me fulfilled and also be able to spend more time at home with my kids.
I work part-time right now, and I also, though, find myself struggling with never belonging anywhere. And it's always sort of one foot in, one foot out. And so I feel like we're on a spectrum from stay at home full time to work 100 hours a week. And all of us are somewhere on that line and probably deal daily with the tension of our choice.
I was listening to this and I thought how three people could be in the same room and have such vastly different experiences. I too come home and am exhausted. And I mean, now that my daughter is 16, I think I really have like 5 minutes with her at this point because she's coming home at 7 o'clock. Maybe I get a chance to eat with her, but she probably has homework, but I'm super exhausted. But I was never in a situation where I could not work. I'm probably more getting to that situation now. She's a little bit older and I've made some different financial choices, but there was never a question. And so for me, I just dealt with it. And I don't know what dealt with it means. I actually don't know what dealt with it means. But I just wonder, like, the thing that I was sitting here thinking is, so what does your husband say about this? And what does God say about this? Do you feel like God has said, it's okay, I don't know if those are the right words, but it's okay for you to be working, and or it's okay for you to be working part-time? How are you wrestling through that piece with God?
How is your husband and God? Yes. So I'll answer the husband one first. Yep. He is fully supportive. Not only supportive, but is like, we're in this together. So whatever you're feeling, I'm on board. I have been praying about this a lot and talking with God about this a lot. And I feel like he has told me, I have you here for a reason and your job. And I also have wired you to be a mom. Like, I've also built you to be a mom. So that whole thing that you believed when you were younger about not being a mom and wanting to raise wiener dogs, like, that's a lie. I built you to be a mom. Like, you are a mom to your team at work. You take care of people. Like, that's who he's created me to be. So that's where the tension is really high because I want so badly to be present with my kids. So I'm still wrestling with what that looks like. And I feel like he's okay with that. I feel like if anything, he just wants to recognize that it's not like a one or the other, that it can be both and, that I can be in a career and also be a mother. But I'm trying to figure out how to do the whole work-life balance thing. I mean, it's just so hard. But I don't think God's making me choose or telling me this over that. It's more of like, yes, this is who I created you. And what are you going to do with it? Like, how are you going to?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Because I think as we grow up, both physically and spiritually, one of the most important things that we can learn to do and that we can teach our kids to do is to use our freedom well. Like, what are you going to do with the fact that you're free? Here's who you are. Now choose. That is terrifying. Sometimes I'd rather be told what to do. And I think, but growing up with God is the same as growing up with parents, because he's a father. And so learning how to use our freedom to make choices is a big, big deal. And I've been all over the map on this. I've worked from full-time. I had a baby. I came back to full-time. I dropped to part-time. I stayed home for 7 years. I made the choice because, one, I thought that's what was best for my family, but I felt that God was sort of saying, I've got some things for you here. And what he wanted to do with me anyway was deal with my selfishness. And I had two kids, and it still hadn't happened. I was still trying to figure out how I could have everything I wanted. So I stayed home for 7 years, and every woman that ever said, oh, isn't it just wonderful? Don't you just want to be home with your kids forever? I would want to punch her in the face. Even despite being committed to staying home, I still never felt that ultimately that's where I would like to use my freedom. I always wanted to craft a life that included some other elements. I feel like this is an ongoing conversation. The best thing we can do is figure out how to use our freedom well. I think we're a lot more free to craft our existence than maybe we think we are.
And another thing, I noticed that I was doing an unhealthy pattern of just checking Instagram and social media and letting that really affect me, because I saw on there just pictures of moms and their kids like going to the nature center and going to the zoo and going exploring and adventuring. And that was like, man, I'm missing out on all of this. I'm missing out on it. And that's not true. I still do those things with my kids. But I had to turn off the social media feed because that was not healthy for me either. Because I don't think any of us have it figured out. You know, I talk to stay-at-home moms who homeschool, and I'm like, man, that looks magical. You guys are just exploring and talking about butterflies and going and playing outside. Like, that looks magical. And they're like, oh, no. It has severe challenges every single day. Like, okay, well, your Instagram feed looks fantastic.
Real nice. Yeah.
Filter.
Really want that right now.
Yeah. So we leave you fully in the middle of this tension, this constant conversation about wanting to be present, yet feeling very fulfilled by your job. And how do you kind of wallow around in the tension of it?
Yeah.
As moms, can we just give people some grace and like a break every once in a while? We are all literally doing the very best that we can with whatever the situation is that we have. And there's no shame in that.
Yeah. Preach.
Now, in my 2 weeks of being an expert on podcasts, we don't always have an opportunity to go back and hear how people have processed through things. I don't know if you sit there and listen and think, gosh, I wonder what happened to. Well, today we have an opportunity to hear what happened to. Kristen has been doing a lot of hard work listening to God and talking to her family and otherwise counsel. And she's got a great update that I think you all would be interested in hearing.
So, hey, welcome to Kristen again. This is actually a couple of months after our first interview. And I know that you have been doing a lot of processing about the tensions that we've been discussing between work life and home life, and actually sort of using your freedom to design a new possibility for your future. Why don't you give us a little update? Where have you been since we last talked, which was maybe 2-3 months ago?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot has happened in the past couple months. When we did this podcast, I was very much in the middle of processing everything and trying to figure out this balance. And I would say pretty soon after that, I made a change because I was kind of to the point where, okay, something has to give, just feeling this pull away from family. and wanting to be more present. And so I made an immediate change pretty soon after we last talked. That was, I would start working from home one day a week on Fridays. And that was kind of an experiment to see if this could last for more than a season, or just what would it be like to be physically home, even though I'm still doing work and have to have my mental energy towards work. What would it be like to be physically home a little bit more than just the weekend and at nights? And so far, it seems to be going fairly smoothly. There are obviously challenges with that too when you have little kids at home and you're trying to work. And so, I wouldn't say necessarily that that is going to be a long-term solution, but it felt like I had to make a change, and that was the first thing that I did.
Did it feel good to move, like just to experiment with something different?
Yes, it definitely felt good to move because I was feeling stuck in the middle of how do I balance all of this? And then I finally just felt like I have to make a choice. I have to do something.
And what's the good part about having done that?
Even though I'm still kind of, my mental energy is focused on work on Friday, I think that my kids look forward to that day because I get to take them to school and I get to pick them up and I get to have lunch with them and just be physically present, and they look forward to that. My son Aiden gets really excited, like, is today the day you take me to school? So that's just been fun to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's really sweet. You said it's an experiment. You don't think it's a long-term solution. I know you've been wrestling with the next season and even making some more movement beyond Fridays at home. So why don't you talk about that for a minute?
So I recently have also been pretty vocal with my boss about this pool of trying to figure out how to balance it all, being a full-time employee and a full-time mom, and how do I balance the two, and just being really honest with my boss about feeling burnt out or saying, hey, I don't want to take work home with me at night. I want to be present with my kids. So something has to change. Here's everything on my plate work-wise, because I wear many hats like I talked about. And so how do we make a change here? Help me out. Like, let's talk about this. Let's negotiate. And so they heard me, and they kind of created a position that is a little bit more on the creative end and less on the logistics side of things. So I'll be moving less of a video producer and more into a creative director role, which feels like wide open space to me right now, because I don't have to be focused on all of the details of organizing a whole video team, a whole video production, where I feel like I'm trying to organize and maintain my home at the same time.
I was just gonna say, it sounds like another house to manage.
Yes.
And so this new position kind of allows you the breathing room of only having to do that in one place, and probably feels very satisfying creatively. Is that a good way to think about
it? Yes, definitely. Prior to my goal of raising wiener dogs for my life, I have always, they say that you do what you play when you were little, but I always used to write scripts and direct plays in my backyard with the neighborhood friends. And this is very much in my wheelhouse. Uh-huh. And so it feels exciting to me to take on a new creative challenge. It was a hard decision. My gut instinct was, this feels like freedom and I have to move in that direction. But my humanness and my pride and all of the ugly stuff made it very difficult. And I agonized over this decision. It just doesn't make sense on paper. Like, why would I turn down this opportunity to grow as a video producer and lead a team of people? But it came down to, I have to make a choice, because this job that I'm doing currently is leaving me feeling completely exhausted by the time I get home. And so I feel like it just is going to allow me to have more mental space to be able to be present at home.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And you talked about several things that were all moves. Not only did you first experiment with a day at home, then you had the courage to be honest with your boss. That in and of itself, which you kind of breezed over, that's a huge deal. I think that many women, especially when family is the issue, because it feels soft in the workplace, it feels so motherly, are afraid to go down that path. And it reminds me of your bad experience with your first boss when you were pregnant with your first son. It takes a lot of courage to go in and say, this can't happen any longer, because you also have to live with the consequences of that conversation, whatever they might be. You have moved a ton since our
last conversation. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, those are all big moves. When I first made the decision to go back to school, I went to someone and said, I don't really know if this is the right move, but I feel like it could be. And he looked at me and said, it's so much easier to steer a moving ship. Just move.
Yeah, and I get very stuck, and I hate being stuck in the decisions and the tension and the agonizing and overanalyzing. I have reoccurring nightmares that I'm trapped in an elevator because it's just this feeling. I hate feeling stuck. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a dream in the midst of all of this before I made any decisions. I had a dream where a friend looked at me in the dream and said, "You are not stuck here. Move." That's it. Like, you just have to take one step. And yep. So for me, it was like, I can just work from home on Fridays. Like, that is a small step I can do to not be stuck.
Yes. I absolutely love that. Sometimes the scariest thing is having choices. It paralyzes. And so even the tiniest movement starts to break down that wall. If you could encourage women who are currently feeling that tension between work and home and just wrestling through, no matter where they were with it, now, having come through that process, is there something that you would leave them with?
Just make a step. When I look back at it, I agonized over the decision. Mm-hmm. And once I made the decision, it was like, why didn't I do that months ago? Like, what? You know, you just can't see clearly sometimes.
Yes.
And so having other people, and again, maybe just encouraging people not to do it alone. So bringing other people into the conversation, like, what do you see me doing? Like, what are your suggestions? What worked for you? I mean, I basically went to school and interviewed a lot of other moms, working moms, stay-at-home moms, and just kind of saw from their perspective what seemed to work and what seemed to feel right to me. But yeah, just moving, doing something.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I would add that something that's been very freeing for me as I've navigated this tension is to think seasonally. Instead of trying to see 5 years down the line, just see one season ahead. What feels right for one season? Well, if I'm only committed to this for a season, well, that feels easier. I'm not signing in blood for the next 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say think seasonally.
Yep.
Move. IKR is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. Reach out to us using the hashtag IKR. Or email us at ikr@crossroads.net. Very special thanks for our music to Mae Klingler. Find her at mayklingler.com and more of her music on Spotify and iTunes. You will not be sorry you did.